The biggest trade deal in two decades will finally be signed today in a ceremony in Auckland. A dozen countries, including Australia, will formally endorse the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which covers 40% of global trade. Federal Parliament will then have 2 years to ratify the deal, which is still attracting some pretty widespread criticism. Australia's Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, is in Auckland for this signing ceremony. Minister, welcome back to breakfast.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fran.
The TPP... It'll be signed today, then it'll have to be tabled in the Federal Parliament, scrutinised by the Treaties Committee, and it could be 2 years before it comes for a vote. So the benefits of this trade agreement are still some way off, is that right?
Well, that is the requirements or the procedures that were agreed on, that we had up to 2 years. Talking with all of the trade ministers last night, I think most countries, if not all, will have it ratified sometime during this year, and now I would assume Australia will do the same. So we could see it by the end of this year that it does enter into force, and that is pretty standard for any of these agreements, that these processes do take some time because there's public hearings and all the rest.
So 6 of the 12 countries have to ratify for it to come into being, is that right?
Yes, but there's I think that those 6 have to represent 85% of the trade between the 12 countries.
Is Canada going to throw any kind of spanner into the works on this? There's been a change of government. I understand they're signing today, but the new Trudeau government is not so keen on ratifying. Is that correct?
Well, no, that's not true. They've got an open mind. During their election campaign, they said that they were in favour of trade agreements, but because they hadn't been a party to any of the negotiations, they wanted to listen to the community. I think the minister herself told me she's had 70 public hearings already around Canada. So they are putting a very genuine effort into their assessment, and I'm very confident that they will come around and look to support it, but they haven't reached that position as yet.
There's still criticisms here and concerns here. Yesterday, nearly 60 community organisations, including World Vision, the Public Health Association, the ACTU, Catholic Religions Australia, joined up to call for an independent assessment of the TPP before Parliament ratifies. Will you agree to that?
No, we won't. Look,
why not?
They're all the usual suspects, I've got to say, Fran. If you look at who's
running... What does
that
mean?
That means that most of the people who are driving that campaign have been opponents to free trade agreements for decades, frankly, and they're entitled to that point of view, but the fact is that nothing that would come out of any sort of inquiry would satisfy them. I can tell you that'll be the answer. They have made up their mind, many of them, long, long ago. They protested all the way through. They said they wanted the text out early. We got it out within 45 days, unprecedented. They've had 3 months, and I know they've all been poring over it like there's no tomorrow. Because they haven't found anything out of thousands of pages that they can hang their hat on, they're now asking for some broad, ill-defined, inquiry. This is just a political stunt by those people. And
but with respect, it's not...
We're having public inquiries. They can come and put their point of view. There'll be public hearings starting very soon. So they can come and join the rest of the community and participate in the usual process that we put in place, both sides of politics have put in place for these sorts of agreements.
If it was an ill-defined inquiry, that might be fair enough, but the Productivity Commission has offered to do a cost-benefit analysis of this, and you've said no. Why not?
Well, again, because this agreement has gone through 5 years, thousands of consultations with members of the community, as distinct from the sort of suggestion of secrecy. Again, this is just a nonsense. I mean, we don't move on any of these agreements. What would I know what to do if I didn't go and consult with all of the industries and sectors and organisations, including the ACTU, by the way? We've had extensive, over the Labor chapter, extensive discussions, and they did influence the way in which we went, and there are, for the first time, Labor provisions that are in this agreement that have never been there before, which will ensure that in some countries that might be abusing you know, youth workers and all the rest of it, that they won't be able to do that. So there's been significant advances, but they've got a closed mind, and you know, any amount of consultation we've had, they could participate like everybody else. There's a genuine process. We've then got to pass legislation. They'll have every opportunity, but there's nothing that they've said that convinces me that they're genuine about this. They have got a fixed view that global trading is a bad thing. Now, they're entitled to that view, but I think the community accepts that we've got 25 years of uninterrupted economic growth in Australia. We've got millions of jobs which have come off the back of Australia opening up and participating in these sorts of major agreements around the world with all of our trading partners.
It's 18 to 7 on Breakfast. Our guest is the Federal Trade Minister, Andrew Robb. He's in Auckland, where the 12 signatories to the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal will sign that agreement today. Minister, on other matters, while you're there, the GST debate rages on here. I think you were the first minister to come out and publicly declare your support for changing or increasing the GST. A number of reports today of coalition backbenchers back to Parliament after spending summer in their electorates, incredibly nervous about the prospect of campaigning on a higher tax. I see that some of your colleagues have termed these people, these nervous Nellies, bedwetters. What's your message for these people who are nervous of trying to fight an election on a GST?
Well, firstly, I don't think I have ever put a position. I, like my colleagues, are very keen to see the merits of all sorts of different tax reform and see what's going to work best in terms of creating growth, really. But in the end, that's what it's all about.
I'm sorry, I thought you were on the record as talking about the positives of expanding the base. I thought that was a position you'd supported. Beg your pardon.
No, thanks, Rand. But no, it wasn't. But secondly, I did see the article this morning which says that, you know, that the backbenchers spooked and all the rest. I think it's a total beat-up. I mean, people are looking at it and they're discussing it. I don't doubt that for a second. But, you know, I was in the party room on Tuesday before I left for New Zealand. I don't think GST was raised. And I think it wasn't raised because all the colleagues know that we are, as we said we would, looking at all options. And there's been nothing decided. There's a genuine attempt to really see what mix of tax reform would drive further growth and further jobs. That's the bottom line. And there's not some obsession about, we're not going to use it to pay off the debt. We're looking to, you know, have an income neutral tax reform from the government point of view, but something that'll drive jobs and drive growth. So I feel that, you know, this is, you know, the stories are in part a response to the scare campaign that Labor's running. You'd expect them to do this sort of thing, but they've got to do their job of trying to spook everybody and make things up. In the meantime, we've got to govern and we've got to get out there and look, you know, in a very uncertain world, we've got to try and keep doing things like these trade agreements and other things which are going to set Australia up for strong growth, notwithstanding what's happening in other parts of the world.
Andrew Robb, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Andrew Robb is Australia's Trade Minister.